night, Your Honor.
Relax, Bull. Harry's late getting back from that conference.
Darn! I could have stayed longer at my boys' club basketball practice.
Bull, I didn't know you coached a basketball team.
I'm not the coach. I'm the basket. See?
Oh, look at those cute kids.
You don't realize what good shooters they are until they bounced a couple of three-pointers off your skull.
Bull, maybe I missed the nuances of the game, but isn't there usually a backboard?
Oh, they can't afford one. In fact, unless they come up with $7,000, they're losing the club.
Well, hey, Bill, let me start you out with $20.
Yeah, hey, I'll help too.
Gee, thanks, guys.
What?
Come on, Dan, you can't say no to these cute little dribblers.
All right.
Gee, Dan, thanks. Now we can buy a new pea for the whistle.
Judge Stone's office.
Yeah, Harry, where are you?
I'm still in Buffalo, Mac. I missed my flight.
Oh, got tied up at the conference, huh?
No, it wasn't that. See, this snow shaker that I got at the gift shop was leaking, so I got off the plane to exchange it.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I gotta run, Mac. I gotta fly to LaGuardia in 10 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Harry won't be in until after lunch, but he called the presiding judge's office, and they're sending over Judge Wilbur.
Wilbur? She's still alive?
She's not that old.
I know that. I just figured somebody would have killed her by now.
The city pay you people to sit on your cans?
Judge Wilbur, what a pleasure to see your face again.
Stuff it, Fielding.
You bet.
I just finished one shift, and I'm not too thrilled about doing another.
Well, we move pretty quickly. It won't be too bad.
Oh, yeah? Ever spent 20 hours in a girdle?
Yes.
Let's get the ground rules straight. I run my court differently than that yo-yo Stone. I don't do card tricks, I don't have dribble glasses, and I hate fun. Now let's go hang someone.
Stipple and Van Doren.
For the last time, I am a gecko.
Wrong. I am a snake.
What's with the reptile?
Well, Your Honor, the critters in question were contestants on the What Am I game show when they attacked the show's host, Mr. Chuck Fleck.
Your Honor, my clients feel they lost unfairly. They both claim they had the correct answer to the question.
What question?
The bonus question! And here it is. I am 2 feet long, and I escape my attackers by expelling my organs. What am I?
My ex-husband.
The answer is obviously I am a gecko. The answer is I am a snake.
Actually, it's the sea cucumber.
That's right!
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. Whenever the sea cucumber, or bêche de mer, is threatened, it diverts the attacker by disemboweling itself and expelling its own organs into the water.
And they make girls wear bathing caps.
Court finds this all fascinating. It also finds you both guilty. $200 fine.
Mr. Shannon, I think you'd make a wonderful contestant on What Am I?
A contestant? Oh, no, I can't. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on, Bull. You'd be great. You're a storehouse of useless information.
Thanks, Christine. But I can't.
I don't get it. I thought he'd jump at the chance.
Who'd jump at the chance of making a jackass of himself on television?
Well, the winner gets to take home over $10,000.
What time does the jackass have to be there?
Tomorrow night. We're on live at 8 o'clock. Are you sure he'll show?
Yes, yes, he'll show. Now, excuse us, we have to get ready. See you tomorrow. Okay. Love your cats. Bull, look, this game show thing, you can do it, trust me.
Oh, Dad, really? I'm not interested. I make enough money to live on.
What about all those underprivileged lads who are going to lose their gym?
Well, yeah. If I won, I guess I could give them all the money.
Exactly. Minus my 30% guidance fee.
Well, I'd love to help those kids, but I'm no good at high-pressure situations.
What? No, Bull, listen to me. It's not a high-pressure situation. It's a friendly game.
Oh, sure, at first. Then when you hit the bonus round and the pressure mounts with that clock ticking away like thunderbolts in your brain, tick, tock, tick.
Listen, I guarantee you, not only can you appear on that game show, but you can do so amazingly stress-free.
Would this involve a lug wrench to the base of the skull?
No. Hypnosis. A little skill I picked up at a power persuasion seminar I attended. I'm always looking for ways to maximize my leadership potential.
You wouldn't also be using this to pick up women, would you?
Well, it's cheaper than tranquilizer darts.
Makes sense. No conscious woman would go out with you.
Okay, Dan, let's see some of this hocus-pocus. Go ahead.
All right. But look, it's a very sophisticated procedure. Sometimes it takes 15, 20 minutes to get a subject under. First, you fixate the subject on an object, like this pen. Then...
Okay, Dan, what do you usually do now?
Put out the lights and turn on Sinatra.
Oh, put him over here.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Dan. You got yourself a 2-ton paperweight.
Well, he can't go on the game show like that.
I know that. Just be patient. I was going to plant that post-hypnotic suggestion as soon as I figure out how to do it.
Give me this.
Would you please? It's my book. I will find it. Aha, here you go. Suggestibility while in a hypnotic trance. I knew I had it.
Dan, you better move it before Judge Wilbur gets back and snaps your little head off.
Judge Wilbur. I wish somebody would twist that old bag's head off. Or better yet, stuff her down the mail chute.
Hello. This better be important or you'll fry.
Judge Wilbur?
Stone, you little twerp. Where the hell are you?
I'm still in Buffalo, and I have a pretty damn good reason why, too.
Yeah? Why?
I got my tie caught in the escalator.
Come on.
No, it's true. See, my hat fell off, and so I bent over to get it, and that's when I got tangled up. And then while I was getting untangled, somebody swiped my flight bag, which had my ticket, not to mention a new pack of hot pepper gum, so I missed my plane.
I'm tired of covering for you, so get your tail back here. Pronto. What do you want?
Well, he's obviously very susceptible to suggestion. Oh, my dear Lord in heaven.
Special delivery.
No, whoa, don't.
Pull. Dan didn't mean it when he said to stuff Judge Wilbur in the mail chute.
Oh, Fielding, I am going to get to hang somebody.
It says here a loud noise could wake him up.
Hi, guys. It's a judge, Bud, isn't it?
You would not have believed it, Harry. Was she mad?
Woo!
Picture what would happen if somebody gave Darth Vader a noogie.
Well, if Dan survives his prison stay, I'll see what I can do for him when I get back. Yeah, hopefully tonight. I've hitched a ride with a trucker.
Come on, Bean Butt. Let's roll.
Could I have a minute here, please?
Nope. But you can use the phone in the truck.
You got a phone in the truck?
Do now.
Hey, Dan, how's it going?
Oh, not bad. Oh, I don't think you've met my roomies, Cary Grant, Prince Charles. All right, so is Wilbur going to let me out of here or what?
Yeah, when Jerry Falwell goes heavy metal.
Dan, we need the hypnosis book. There's only an hour before Bull has to be at the game show.
Here.
Come on now, guys, let's just forget about the game show. I'm too nervous to think.
Bull, do you realize what's riding on this?
Yeah, I know. The kids' gymnasium.
The kids.
What about my 30%?
Okay, here we go. Planting the post-hypnotic suggestion. Okay, fixate the subject on a focal point.
Really, guys, I'm too nervous.
All right, Christine, hurry now. What's next?
Okay, I see. A trigger such as a key phrase will free the subject from his inhibitions. All right, Bull, you will be completely relaxed and confident when you hear these words.
I want to be your love slave.
Hey, what happened? I feel great.
Oh, real good, Dan. You just planted an obscene trigger phrase.
The only kind I know.
Bull, I think you're going to be just fine.
Yeah, this might not be so bad after all.
Mr. Shannon, you're on the air in 2 minutes.
I gotta go home.
Bull, stop. You are not going to be nervous because I want to be your love slave.
Say, that is good news.
No, Bull, you don't understand. I want to be your love slave.
Christine, you're making my brain sweat.
Why is this working? I don't understand it.
Well, in the first place, I'm a bailiff and you're a public defender.
Mr. Shannon, you're on.
And now, it's time to play America's favorite game show.
What am I?
And with America's favorite host.
Thank you. Welcome to What Am I? Let's meet today's contestants.
I'm Jeffrey Zane, and I'm a computer programmer from Enid, Oklahoma.
I'm Catherine Schuster. I'm a school teacher from St. Petersburg, Florida.
I'm Bull Shannon, and I think I'm going to vomit.
Well, if you reach me, that's an extra $100. All right, players. What do you say we get to our first question, all right? Players, hands above buzzers. I am a female of the porcine or bovine persuasion. What am I?
I am a sow.
Yes, you are, for $200.
I like this show. Hey, you really know that guy there?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we bothering you, Mr. Big Shot?
I know somebody on TV.
Next question. I catch my food with a long, sticky tongue. What am I?
You're a reindeer.
Jeffrey, you buzzed in first.
I am a toad.
You're a bonehead.
Yes, Toad is correct.
You're a bonehead, too.
Next question. I am layered with animal and vegetable matter. What am I? Catherine, what are you?
I am a compost heap.
You most certainly are. And you now have 400. Jeffrey has 200. And Bull, you're in last place with... zero.
Oh, something's wrong. Why is he losing?
Because he's dumb as a donut, that's what.
Hello? Oh, yeah, hi, Christine. Yeah, we noticed he's not doing too good. Uh-oh. Christine tried the hypnotic suggestion on Bull, but it didn't work.
You don't suppose that the person who says the key phrase has to be the same one who planted it?
Oh, no, and Dan's in jail. Oh, now we're really up the creek.
What are you doing in here?
Well, Christine, I gotta go.
Why is my bailiff on a game show?
You see, this boys' club's gonna close down. And Bull's been helping out by being their basket, but they're out of money. And Bull could win. But it doesn't work to have Christine say, I want to be your love slave. That's why we need to get Dan out of jail.
Pour me one of whatever you're having.
Dan, what are you doing out of jail?
Wilbur said if I could help the kid, she'd let me out. What's he doing?
Well, he's doing all right. He's making a comeback. As soon as he started breathing again, he started doing okay.
All right, Bull, come on. Danny needs a new pair of chaps.
I am a sebaceous cyst.
Yes, you are. We now have $3,700.
Whoa.
Hear that? That means only 30 seconds remain in regulation play, and each question is now worth $1,000. Players, I am a hermaphrodite, and when I mate, I leap from a tree, swinging from 7 to 24 hours on a rope made from my own mucus. What am I?
I am a great gray slug.
Yes, you are!
All right, both.
Fully grown, I am 3 inches long and weigh less than a dime.
I am an Etruscan shrew.
Amazing! Next question. I live in warm.
I am a dust mite.
Yes! And you now have $6,700. Only seconds left.
I am zirconium.
Yes, you are! That's the end of regulation play. Catherine, you're still first with $8,300. Jeffrey, you're just behind with $7,900. And Bull has $7,700. This game is up for grabs. Who is going to win? Find out when we play Super What Am I right after this commercial. Clear?
All right, Bull, baby, come on, bring it home to Denny.
Hi, guys. This is great. I was afraid they were going to have a...
Look! I better do something. Bull!
Sir, you can't talk to the contestants.
No, it's an emergency.
I can't let anybody on stage.
Bull! Bull! I want to be...
All right, we're back. And now for the Super What Am I bonus question worth $2,000. Here it is. I am colorless and initially odorless, but if I do not soon evaporate, bacteria makes me offend the olfactory senses. What am I? Jeffrey!
I am pond scum.
Strangely appropriate, but not correct. Catherine!
I am lighter fluid.
Sorry, Catherine, that's not correct. But you can still win if Bull fails to answer correctly before time runs out. Yes! And not only are you human sweat, you are our grand prize winner with $9,700!
Stop him!
I gotta get to it before the commercial's over.
No, no, Dad, he already...
Oh, I want to be your love slave!
Sir, Mr. Shannon just won! And we're on the air live, you pervert!
What?
Dan Fielding has made potentially embarrassing statements on live television. When asked to explain his actions, he had this to say.
Well, I have pieced it together, and it seems I was kidnapped and drugged by Soviet agents.
Hello. Harry, where are you now?
I'm about 50 miles outside Buffalo, Mac. We had some engine trouble. This could take a couple of hours.
Or we could be here all night, sweet cakes.
Holy moly. Is that really a tattoo of Manny, Moe, and Jack? Help! Mac! Help!
Looks like Harry's not going to make it back in time for the next session.
And I guess you haven't seen the last of us.
I know you people think I don't like you. Well, you're wrong. I loathe you. And you have my word that for every minute you spend in my courtroom, I'm going to give you a full 60 seconds of excruciating torture. And they say I don't know how to have a good time.
Judge Milburn, I realize that you've been working around the clock, and I would think that you must be getting awfully tired. The fences are down, and you're becoming more and more suggestible. Good. Now, you're going to begin being nice to everyone here, especially me, starting right now.
You're a very sweet guy, Dan.